And okay. Well, I think that's about it.
Well, so I've been to school. Good night.
Come study your lesson.
He's always so nice. They have a drugstore, and he every night you know, they say, "Miss, don't you want some sherbet or something like that?" But I've already eaten, and last night I said, "Well, it's very nice of you to offer," but everyone are so courteous and good to you here.
Yeah.
Then the first day after I was hurt, they said I got 33 cards on the mail that day, the next day, and I don't remember the first 2 months I was here. I was so awfully sick and all, but they said the flowers, they were just all around the wall and everything, and I don't know about some of the artificial flowers who gave them to me. They wrote thank you notes, different ones of them. They didn't think I was going to live, but I have. I've just been so blessed.
Yeah.
And in 37, the report was out here in Winchester that I was dead. I had streptococcus, blood poison in the bloodstream. And people were coming back from Nashville sympathizing with my mother and father, saying that I was dead. Then I couldn't live over a year, they said, and I've done live all this 37 years. So I've got so many blessings. I cannot count my blessings. They have been so many. And I know my life has been spared for a reason, and I pray every day that I will use my life in the way that God has spared my life for me to use. So I never thought I could leave my home and not worry about it. I do not worry one bit. I have a caretaker that mows for me, and they say my flowers are just gorgeous. And if Roy would be there, but he's gone, of course, and I went back to work after he died, and I know I'm going to miss him more now than I have. But I'm thanking God for the wonderful 47 years we had together. It was just so, it's so wonderful to think of it. And I just must be happy like he was.
Yeah.
He accepted his sickness and everything so beautifully that I must try to do like he did and he would want me to do.